Shante coaching up Mac. Mac joined his assistant coaching staff about halfway through the second half.
Yeah, he did. And
he wanted to get some gum. That was
he wanted gum, and he wanted to tell me, "Hey, tell the team to stop turning it over." I said, "Hey, anything you say, boss."
Shante Leggett's now joining us, and we'll get into some of the details. But I know one of the things that carried over, you wanted to see a team come together, be as competitive as a group,
yeah,
while supporting one another. Play with fire, not have it get, though, with flames. And I thought, you would be really proud of the overall effort that this team gave you tonight.
Oh, no, 100%. And the thing about that game and the thing about what I saw was it was a game where, you know, that team we just played, and a lot of people will just look past it. That's pretty much a finished product basketball team, and they have their veterans. They know who they are. They know how they play. It's nothing to it. To hold that big kid 1-10 with our big boys, and the way we got punished in the paint last year, you see that happen. To see us beat a team that was a top 10, top 20 team in rebounding, a year ago. To keep that team, we had some turnovers and we were down in the second half, but we made some plays and we made some stops, and to hold that team to 36%, and that's a finished product team. We're nowhere near where I think we're going to be at the end of the season. And so for us to get that team, that's a very good basketball team. And so, they're going to win a lot of games. And those are one of those emotional games where you had to win. And, it's crazy to say it's a must win, but for all the work we did and all the things we put in, and for the guys we got here, Ollie didn't play his best game, but he had 9 points. V came in, played great. So that's 18 points between them. They both split that minutes down there. So it's 18 minutes between them. That's awesome. Tyler Harris is a freshman to come get a double-double in his first game. Vukasin in his first game as a player went for 25. So we did a lot of things there. And T-Rob being T-Rob all the time, and he really helped us win. And my little guy over here, I love to death, Wanze, who I got mad at. I thought he was in the game already in the second half, and he's just like me. Where am I? I'm not in. Love him to death, but he had a bad game. And look, he's here shooting, so it means something to him. And I know he's going to break a record for 3-point shots probably next game. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys have been just drilling the rebounding for a couple weeks now, if not all summer. But knowing this team coming in and the job they do on the offensive glass, I thought your fives, like you talked about, Ollie and V got locked up. They had some incredible blockouts, but to see every guy on your roster go get a rebound tonight, what does that mean to have guards coming back and rebound and Tyler Harris grabbing rebounds?
I mean, if you'd have told me Vukasin had 7 rebounds, we could have had a prop bet or something. That's like one of those, all right, which cheerleader in the Super Bowl is going to drop their pom-pom. But, I mean, to see him get 7 rebounds, to see Tyler Harris, I mean, Tyler Harris, every game he's played, he's had a double-double. Every scrimmage we've played. So that's nothing new to me. But it was fun to watch him play today. It was fun to watch all these guys chip in on the glass because they knew they had to. And so the next challenge I have for these guys, because our transition defense was horrible, and so the next challenge for them is to make sure they're doing good on transition defense.
Yeah, and I talked to Swag before the game. One of the ways to kind of help control transition defense is to take care of the ball, which you talked about with your guys, and to make shots. And when you're missing long threes and you're making turnovers, that's sort of a recipe for them to get out and run. And to your guys' credit, though, when you guarded them, when you got in the half court, I thought you guys executed your game plan defensively very well. I mean, look what you held them to. They shot 36% from the game, and there weren't a lot of open shots,
No, there wasn't. And we did a good job. I mean, we gave up a couple things in transition, but to hold that team, again, that's a team that's a pretty good team. And so when you look at that and you see how they play, it's going to be one of those things where it's you have to really challenge yourself, and they challenge each other. And I was really excited to see how that worked out, and I was glad the way they played. I mean, it was really good to see.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggett, Portland 78-73 winners in their first game of the season over Long Beach State. Tyler Robertson, I don't think his numbers reflect how much he controlled what you guys set up on the half-court offense. A lot of it was run through him and how much he really controlled things, whether he was up top or whether he was backing down Sahonis there on the block.
Yeah, no, it was one of those things where you're looking at it and – you know, one of our things was to make sure we made him engage on defense and make him defend on defense. And so, you know, having to, you know, watching that work out and watching him get down there and make good decisions and get open shots was huge. You know, we caught Cowboy, and he did a good job getting down there on that Cowboy and scoring on that block. He's really hard to guard. And then if you have players around him that are really going to make some plays, I mean, he was 5 of 12. I wish he would have shot probably 6 more shots, but he turned down some. But maybe he felt like he was 1 of 6 from three. And so he was fine. He was fine the way he played today.
Well, and we talked about the ability to learn from a win. You know, I would much rather learn from a win. I know you would. But you had a little bit of everything that you can learn from. Maybe not tomorrow, but you had some press offense.
Yep.
You had some late-game situations. You had some offensive stuff. They trapped ball screens. They went 1-3-1. You got a lot of stuff that you guys came away with a win. You executed enough to get the win, but you're still going to have a lot of teaching points.
So many teaching points. And that's what I'd say when that was a finished product. I mean, they're in their 1-3-1. They're in their trap. They've been together for a while, and so it was a big time win for us, especially with the guys we had and the newcomers we got. I mean, you look at it; it's just I'm really impressed with how we handle the challenge, even though we had 16 turnovers. And even the other thing, and you've been around, you've seen some of our film and watched us play this so far. Our free throws.
Yep.
You know, we're 25 31, which is around 80%, if I'm correct. I'm looking at the stats, so I'm cheating.
Second half was unbelievable.
17 to 20 in the second half.
When you do stuff like that, that's how you win games. And last year we missed some free throws. And early in our, everyone gets so caught up in these closed door scrimmages. And, you know, I'm working on different things. And, like, you're losing to these guys and you're losing to those guys. And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we're just working on who we got to be. You know, I'm seeing who can play and play different lineups. And so, you know, Pilot Nation. That's a shout out to you guys. All right, you know, don't look too much into those closed door scrimmages.
Well, the other thing that you mentioned was having some more guys that are emotional players, learning how to channel that emotion. We saw Coach O just loving up Vukashin. He made those threes, made that final push to give you that cushion. And I could just see Coach O hugging him up, saying, okay, you're still our guy getting back on defense.
No, you know, and that's something that you got to teach. You know, if you don't play this game with emotion, I mean, basketball is an art. Like, it's a life. You know, it's what these kids love to do. And so if you try to take away their emotion, it's not really the sport. It's not what you're supposed to do. You want these guys to be out there and play with everything they got. And, you know, when you have emotion, that means you care. And so, you know, you rather have an emotional guy that you want to try to reel back in and then a guy that's just out there just to be out there. And you're trying to get everything you can from these guys, man. I can go 1 through 18 on my roster. They love the game, you know. They love being in the gym, and I love them for it. And so, you know, it's one of those things where I love the emotion. You know, I love them to have it. I want them to harness it in the right direction. And people who are emotional, I mean, everyone's emotional when it comes down to something they love. And these kids love basketball, man, and they love each other. And it's fun to watch this one. I know it's only one win, but – you know, that's a good team. I'm so impressed with how we played against that team. I was excited coming into the game. I don't want to say nervous, but I was excited to see if we could step up to the challenge, and I thought we did a good job tonight.
It'll be a different challenge on Wednesday. Lewis and Clark, Division III team, coming down off all of the excitement and the great debuts for Tyler Harris and Vukasha Masic. What do you need these guys to come back to earth for you, focus on in practice tomorrow, and get ready for another game in 48 hours?
It's like you tell the guys, man, you can't go 2-0 unless you go 1-0, and you can't go 3-0 unless you go 2-0, and so you got to handle your business. You know, like I said, it was an emotional game, but these guys, we have some guys that didn't play great today that are going to have more opportunity tomorrow, and that's the thing about basketball. It's lovely, right? They have an opportunity. As you heard Wanze in the background, maybe. And so, but they have an opportunity tomorrow. I have a feeling Juan's going to make 8 threes maybe, you know, and Ollie's going to probably get some more minutes, and T-Rob will get to sit, and so we'll get to see some other guys play some different roles tomorrow, and so it's going to be, or on Wednesday, and it's going to be fun to see.
Last thing I just want to mention, too, how we were both so just ecstatic to see Chris Austin back out here tonight, and just to see, you know, he didn't shoot it like we know he's capable of, but just his presence and to see him out there, what he's been through. Speak to that a little bit.
I love the kid, man. He's battled through a lot. You know, if you were with us on that trip, the only person that stayed calm during that whole thing was him.
Yep.
And, you know, when I saw that, I knew he was going to be okay. But, you know, for him mentally, this was the first D1 game in live action, and it had to be against a physical team like that for him to play. I see him bumping those cobwebs off and playing great as we keep rolling. But so happy to see him out there. I know his family is. I know he was happy to get out there and do his thing. Didn't shoot great, but also put himself in some good positions defensively and helped us big time.
Yeah, the goggles didn't last long either.
I told you guys that I was in and out. You guys didn't want to hear me, but that was in and out.
Shante Leggins, head coach, thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations. A fun one here to start, and hope this is just the beginning of a fun season for you and your team.
Yes, man. Thank you so much. I know you guys are big time. You guys have always been with us. That's a 2-0 pilot day. Right, we need more doubleheaders with them because they get it going. And so they got us all amped up for that game. Our guys had to win. So thank you. Go Pilots.
There you go. Head coach Shante Leggins, his final thoughts there.